it had all for hours.
It had been blowing.
It had blown.
Blown.
All right. And it probably will again tomorrow.
Yeah, blow again tomorrow.
All right. And if the wind's coming from the direction of Gatlinburg, say the wind's coming from there.
Coming out of the south.
And if the wind's coming in the direction of Del Rio, you might say.
The wind's coming out of the east, blowing out of the east this morning.
Right. And then if the wind's coming in the direction of Morristown.
That's coming out of the north.
Right.
Wind coming out of the north.
And it's coming in the direction of Dandridge.
That'd be coming from the west. Wind.
All right. And now some different kinds of rain. Now you talk about the heavy rain, the
shower.
Yeah. Is there anything heavier than a shower? But same between a shower and
sprinkle.
All right. How about a sprinkle would be heavier than a shower?
No,
or
sprinkle would be lighter than a shower.
And how about something lighter than a sprinkle?
I don't know what you'd use there.
Do you ever use either drizzle or mist?
Yes, I've heard the drizzle. Yeah, I've used the drizzle.
Right.
That'd just be a sprinkle or a drizzle. Well, a drizzle is a little different to a sprinkle. A drizzle is a sort of a prolonged, you know, sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Now, if it's up in the mountains here, there's a lot of
snow and ice.
Now you just look out there.
Fog.
Yeah, and you'd say when that stuff's all over the ground here in Lowell, you'd say it's really what kind of a day?
It's a foggy day,
yeah.
Cloudy day.
And if it hasn't rained for a couple weeks,
well, it's getting dry. It's a drought, sort of a drought.
Okay. Now, how long would it have to be for a
drought?
Yeah.
Of course, that'd depend upon when it rained last, and how much it rained.
A couple weeks.
Yes, I'd say so.
All right. If it was shorter than that, you might just call it a.
If it's what?
It wasn't as long as a drought. I mean, a drought would be when it.
Well, it's getting dry.
Yeah.
Getting a little bit.
You ever call a dry spell? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if the wind hadn't been blowing and suddenly begins, you might say the wind is.
Wind's blowing?
Yeah.
Out of the east?
Well, I was thinking of use something like breezing up or picking up or rising.
Yeah, you could use that. Wind's rising a little.
All right, and then after it's been blowing hard, it starts, say now it seems like the wind is.
Is quieting down, or?
Okay. And it's, I think I'll put on a sweater this morning, because it's a little.
Cool, chilly.
All right, cool or chilly. Do you ever use the expression airish?
Yes.
How would you use that?
Well, we'd use it if it's sort of iffy. If it's a pretty clear day and the wind was cool, brisk wind, it'd be airish.
Okay. And if it really got cold last night, as I looked out and it didn't snow, but there was white stuff on the ground, you'd say we had a
big snow.
It didn't snow, there was just this white stuff.
A frost.
Sure.
We had a big frost on there.
And the temperature really dropped down. It dropped down below
freezing.
Or all the way down to.
Well, say 20.
Below 20 degrees lower, it'd be down to.
Zero.
Okay. And the water in the lake.
It's frozen over.
And say, if it's about 40 or so, you say if it gets much colder, the water in the pond might freeze. It hasn't yet.
It might freeze over?
Yeah. And yesterday it
froze over.
All right. And then the a kind of ice that is, you know, and it's just starting and it's just kind of a thin.
A mush?
Yeah.
Mush ice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think if you want to know the height of something, you say, I think this ceiling's about 9 feet high, but I'll have to be sure.
I'll have to measure it to
sure.
be sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's just 3 o'clock, and that's.